We're living in a time that's kind of unique and not unique at all. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. You think about what we're going through, and they're telling us this is a new virus. This is a new problem. Yeah. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. Do we really believe that God is up there saying, Dave, do you see what's happening down there? I don't know how my people are going to make it. I wish I could send something down there to strengthen them. There's a song that says, when you said Jesus, you said it all. Yeah. What else could he send? Well, we found out because, see, Jesus, when he was here, he said, if you remember, Lazarus dies and Lazarus' sister says, if you had been here, but under the rules and the laws, when he formed the earth, he said, two things can't be in the same place at the same time. So Jesus, becoming us, could either be here or here. But he couldn't be there and here. So when he left, he said, watch this. Watch this. I'm going to send something that can be there and here. Now we say it's the Spirit. Us. Because see, this morning, I don't know if you realize this or not, welcome back from New York. We were here and there at the same time. At the same time. Everything, he can be everywhere at once. He's what they call omnipresent. Yeah? He can be everywhere present. And so one of the problems comes, we as humans, well, you see, that's not a problem. I don't want to think any other way. I mean, if I'm human, I think human. Yeah. We think human, and we think, well, most people think, there are limits to what we can do. We used to have a fellow who used to attend church and would say, a different doc, well, doc, can you do this? He'd say, I can only do what I can do. And you see, he got into that into his head. People, I'm here to tell you, you can't only do what you can do. You can do more than you can do. Because Jesus said, and I believe we just did it in a song, I can do anything. I can do anything. I feel like a kid on a swing. I can do anything. And so what happens is when we get into God's word, we don't realize that sometimes, you know, if you've ever played the game with your past, down the line, a message, by the time it gets over here, you go, I didn't say that. Yeah. The way it said today is, when they would say, that's fake news. I never said that. See? And so what happens is, we get, it's not fake news, it's just, I wouldn't have said it that way. When I watch these press conferences, I was just telling Eddie, if I was Trump, I would say, you just proved your teacher a liar. There is such a thing as a dumb question, and you just ask it. Yeah. But see, that's why I'm not president. The thing is, we think we can tweak it and make it better or more understandable. Understand, he says exactly what he wants to say to who he wants to say. And I'm not talking about Trump, I'm talking about God. He's just saying it through him. He says it through Fauci. He says it through Burks. He says it through Pence. People don't think anything comes out that hasn't come by that throne first. Absolutely nothing. And so I want us to look this morning, just for a couple minutes, maybe 50 or 60, as something that they thought they would tweak, and they did. But it changes everything, because one of my favorite commentators is Rush Limbaugh. And Rush, somebody will call him and say something, and he'll say, "Excuse me, I know where my sentence is going." Yeah, that's what God says. When he wrote it down, he meant what he said. So, to open to Psalm 136, or look up on the screen, although we're going to change what's on the screen, because my Bible tweaked it. And even King James tweaked it. Psalm 136, we're going to read the whole psalm. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is eternal." It doesn't say his love is eternal. It says his mercy endures forever. When you say that, it's all mercy, love. Yeah. Give thanks to the God of gods. There is, and I think if I was tweaking that, I would say, "There's one God, one God, one God." Yeah, your job is safe. "His mercy endures forever. He alone does great wonders." See, when Diane's breathing better, not when, because Diane is breathing better, because he alone heals lungs. He alone gives peace to anger. See, he alone, it says, does great wonders. He made the heavens skillfully. His mercy endures forever. He spread the land on the waters. His love endures forever, it is eternal. His mercy endures forever. He made the great lights. His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night. His mercy endures forever. He struck the firstborn of the Egyptians. His mercy endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them. His mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and outstretched arm. Get that picture. Get that picture. We're thinking, striking them. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm. See, it isn't just talking about Egypt, it's talking about Calvary, people. Yeah. His mercy endures forever. He divided the Red Sea and led Israel through. His mercy endures live forever. But hurl Pharaoh and his army into the sea. His mercy endures forever. He led his people in the wilderness. His mercy endures forever. He struck down great kings. His mercy endures forever. And slaughtered, see, I don't care how famous you are. We used to say, at least my daddy taught me, I don't care how famous you get or how rich you are. You know Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post? Chances are, my daddy would say, he puts his pants on one leg at a time. You know, that's what God's saying. You know, and here's the newsflash, 100 out of 100 die. And slaughter famous kings. Shinar, king of the Amorites. His mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His mercy endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance. Think about what's going on there. See, right now up in Washington, D.C., the Democrats are going, it's mine. And the Republicans are going, it's mine. And they're going, it's mine. And they're going, well, it's yours now, but wait till November. Let me tell you something. It's not the Republicans and it's not the Democrats. It's his. They're not in charge. See, having a $12,000 freezer full of $12 a pint ice cream doesn't make you in charge. What makes you in charge is surrendering to God. He that wants to lead must learn to serve. He remembered us in our humiliation. You know, I don't know if you've ever been embarrassed. If you haven't, just wait, you will be. And rescued us from Corona, the invisible enemy. He gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His mercy endures forever. And you go, man, that's true. Man, that's good. God is God. But there's one problem. It doesn't say his mercy. It says his mercies. It's plural. See, we would think of mercy as singular. God doesn't. Now, when he talks about sin, sin is singular. In the original language and today. Because see, lying is not a sin. Stealing is not a sin. Adultery is not a sin. Sin is one thing. Separating yourself from God. You separate from God, the same can be true. You're capable of anything. You're capable of saying, we're going to perform an abortion to save a life. Okay? That's what they're saying. I mean, you're capable of, and sin is singular. It's not the act. See, the act is a fruit of the sin. It's just like an apple tree doesn't bear apples to become an apple tree. It bears apples because it is an apple tree. And it can stand there all day long and its whole life in the orchard and try to bear oranges, but it's not going to bear oranges because It's an apple tree. Good root, good fruit. Sin is singular. In Hebrew, in English, theologians, we try to make it many. Because see, if I could get you to stop sinning, like, I don't know, smoke pot, drive drunk, go to a theater. Sing those songs. That we don't do those things and then have to repent and be forgiven. What we need to do is come back. That's why Jesus says, when you do communion, and your churches, I've told you before, get it wrong, is he never says do this often. He says, as often as you do it, reconnect with me. Reconnect. See, a lot of people get rebaptized when all they need is a good communion service. Just reconnect. Sin is breaking away from God. Mercies, however, are plural. So there is nothing that ever has happened or ever can happen, because what does the sign say as you come in? I got this. I got this. It's covered. Or as ragu, see, it's a ragu kind of sacrifice. It's in there. It's in there. Everything you ever need is in. You need healing? It's in there. You need finances? Let's face it, people. Our country doesn't have any money. But we all got a check. Now, how does that happen? Not only did we all get a check, let me tell you how much God loves you. $1.22 for gas. $1.22. Yeah, if Costco and BJ's. $1.22. Some places in Virginia, it's less than a dollar. So Daniel says this, knowing, let me get the Hebrew word for you, so if you ever want to look it up, you can. The Hebrew word is rachamim, rachamim. That's mercies. That's mercies. Not mercy. You know, it's mercies. Daniel puts it this way. And Daniel, excuse me, I went to Lamentations, the other Daniel. Lamentations, chapter 3. We'll get to Daniel eventually. Chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. They did it again to me, but that's okay. I know words mean things. Because of the Lord's great mercies, because of the Lord's faithful mercies, we do not perish. For his mercies never end. Remember, I know we've said it before, and we'll probably say it again in the future. Remember when they went into the promised land, it says the Jordan rolled back both directions. One end they could see where it rolled back to. It was to a place called Adam. Spelled just like the man, Adam. In the other direction, it said it went further than the eye could see. And in a riverbed, possibly flat, especially in that you can see 12 miles. So it says, His mercies never end. The lesson was, my mercies go back to Adam. You can't even imagine how far my mercies go. Why? Because when we were talking about Jesus this morning, I know it came into everybody's mind, and maybe I am a little odd. Now, I'd have some people I'd like to come in front of me someday. We probably all do. And you're sitting up on the throne and you're thinking, they have no clue who I am. I'm the one that you threw into the pit. I'm the one, yet we all had those times. But see, it comes into my mind further than the eye can see. That's what came into Joseph's mind. Notice the first time they came, Joseph didn't say, oh, that's okay. It all worked out. Joseph had his Jacob experience, and he wrestled with that the whole time they were gone. The whole time they were gone. What are we going to do? I know they're going to be back. What am I going to do? How am I going to treat this? See, Mark Twain said, I've been through thousands of horrible things in my life, and a couple of them actually happened. Yeah. That's what Joseph's thinking. I know he replayed that. He had, the devil had, that remote control, and he kept rewinding it. Yeah. Here they come again. Here they go. What do you want to do now, Joseph? You know what you can do to them? But, look at where I am, Lucifer. Remember the pit? It was frozen. Have mercy on him. He saved your life. But those others? Yeah, but God, look where I am. You haven't seen your father for 25 years because of them. See, I'm not one to think. John Paul and I have had these discussions. Ed, the drive to Florida is long. So Kay and Glenn will say, how do they find stuff to talk about? Well, we talk about things like Joseph. What was going on between his ears all those years? And he says, for his mercies never end. Here's the good news. They are new every morning. I used to have a thing on my desk when I could see it. Now I just start standing and hope what I need comes to the top. You don't have to shake your head yet. But I would make a list, and it would, at the top it said, dumb things I have to do today. And so I never finished the list. So the next day, I would just add to the list. And if I didn't finish yesterday's, I don't know why I think I'd finish today's. So by the end of the week, I had a mini-series. So I came to the conclusion, at the end of the day, I'm just throwing it away. Because you know what? I'll have enough to deal with tomorrow. And if I don't, he'll send something. That's what this is saying. New every morning. Whatever happened yesterday is gone. And I've got a whole nother opportunity. I don't care how bad I blew it yesterday. I may have blown it, but his mercies cover it. No matter what it is. And he says, see, here we are in Daniel. I knew we'd get there. Daniel chapter 9, verse 9. Trying to make it easy for you. 9:9. Sound like a presidential candidate. 9:9:9. Compassion and forgiveness belong to the Lord our God, though we have rebelled against him. See what that's saying is later, his son's going to put it this way. Our Father, which art in heaven, forgive us our sins the way we forgive others. Have you ever prayed that? Yeah, I don't want to. Father, I only want you to forgive me the way I forgive the person who put me in this pit. I only want you to forgive me the way I forgive others. See, we love reciting the Lord's Prayer, but they call it the Lord's Prayer. It's not the Lord's Prayer. That's another prayer in Gospels. That's the model prayer. You know, it's the model prayer. And he says, Father, forgive me the way I forgive others. Another place he says, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before Father. In other words, the only God they're going to see is you. And the way you treat somebody else, and here's the way we'll say it. I'll forgive you, but I ain't forgetting. The heaviest burden you will ever carry is a grudge. Yeah. See, Daniel says, compassion and forgiveness, what are you going to do with it if you haven't forgiven? What are you going to do with it? Carry it around your whole life? Every word he comes from, maybe you've heard about these people, the Hatfields and the McCoys. They even forgot what they were fighting about. But you know what? We have to keep it going. Why? Well, you know. No, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, I'm not telling you. We just can't like them. They're not like us. They're different. See, compassion and forgiveness belongs to him. And Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. Yeah, God, but if you knew what I knew, you'd treat them the way I'm treating them. With a strong arm and outstretched hands. It said, say, compassion and forgiveness, mercies, see, mercies, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's, can you imagine being Jewish, having lived through the Holocaust, coming to Jesus and realizing that if Hitler asked for forgiveness, there was enough there for him? See, I know. that what we're going through now is not natural. You just don't get a virus to break out over the whole world at the same time unless God does it. So there's something sinister about this. So if we could just find the person, isn't that what we're all looking for? Yeah. We've got to get them back. Yeah. China's going to pay. Well, where did they get it from? You want to go there and do some research. Because most people would rather believe a lie than study for themselves. You know, find out where they got it from. Now, I'll tell you, one of them's on the stage every night. You has been every night since this started. You know, think about where they got, because it's not natural. And see, we want vengeance. Vengeance. And we don't just want vengeance, we want it. See, we're microwave Christians serving a crock pot God. We want it now. Yeah. We had an elderly couple. Well, they were elderly when we were in Lynchburg. I guess now they would be peers, wouldn't they? She cooked on a wood stove. Yeah. This was in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, you don't hurry up a meal on a wood stove. You get invited over for dinner. Yeah. Were people, see, standing in front of a microwave with, come on! And God's gone. In a minute. Days as a thousand years. Tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, we want vengeance and we want it now. Can you imagine? I don't just want to be near a cemetery. I don't want to travel to Israel, but I'd love to be there resurrection morning when Stephen and Paul come up. Can you imagine the look on Stephen's face? First thing he's going to think is, uh-oh, I slept 1,000 years too long because I know that guy didn't make it to heaven. And Paul's going, it's me. And Stephen's going, you wrote how much of the Bible? Well, half of the New Testament. But I didn't know I was right. I was just writing a letter. Think about this. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But we want to exact it now. And then we have to go back to say, you know what? His mercies are enough to change Saul into Paul. Think about that word. See, sin is bad, but it has no power in the presence of God's mercy. And the presence of God's mercy is go and sin no more. And if you read on, it says 7 times she returned to that sin. Yeah, because it's hard. It's hard. If you've ever dealt with somebody who's an addict and they say, well, I've kicked the habit, I usually tell the parents or even the person and say, you know, statistics show that most time you'll go back, at least once. You know, most times. Unless a friend of mine used to work with a rehab down here at Snowden, and he used to tell him, he'd say, I know I'm not allowed to say this, but I'm telling you right now, if you don't get God in your life, I'll see you here again. have to make some changes. I remember the last time I saw Lindsay Merle. It Sheets. Yeah, I told her, I said, are you getting a new circle of friends? Are you getting a new circle of friends? You think about that, people. Say, we have to get to the place where we realize, I don't care how much power you muster up. I don't care how much medication you take. I don't care how much counseling you get. There's no power in counseling. There's no power in medicine. There's power in the blood. Wonder-working power. You know? I think I heard somebody during prayer go, Yahweh, Yahweh. See? Breathe in me, O breath of God. 2 Corinthians puts it this way, and we're done. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, 4, we'll do 3 and 4. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not praise, notice it doesn't say praise Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, yes, he gave his life. But who gave us Jesus? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My godfather was in Korea during the Korean War. And they sent him home. I mean, it was in the heat of battle. And the last day he was there, they were on a hilltop. And they saw a rocket coming toward him, and he pushed his buddy down. He went down one side of the hill, Dan went down the other. When he got back to base camp, they said, his name was Russell. They said, Russell, you're going home. He said, but my tour isn't over. They said, yeah, but we found out you're your father's only son. Nobody to carry on the family name. If anything happens to you, we're sending you home. See, I remember the day. See, because he didn't know what happened to Danny. Had no clue. And one day, a car came down the driveway. It was a pretty long driveway. And he was wondering, who's coming down the driveway? And I remember the guy got out and half of his face was gone. It was Danny. It didn't happen that day. It happened later, his face injury. But I'm thinking, see, it brought to my mind, when it's your only son, even the government doesn't want to sacrifice that. If you're the only son, even during the draft, you can say, I'm the only son. And they say, you don't have to go. So God, when he said to Abraham, take your son, your only son, was saying, how do I know? Because that's what I'm doing. For God, praise God, the Father of his only Son, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. He comforts us during Corona so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of affliction. See, David said, he delivered me from the lion and he delivered me from the bear. Yeah. I don't know who this guy is that you're so afraid of. But if he can deliver me from the lion, and he can deliver me from the bear. And see, I didn't even fully understand that till John Paul went to Africa, and he told me that, you know, you go in the jungles, the lions, you know, they're putting their bibs on. Unless you're a Maasai. He said, when the Maasai go into the jungle, the lions run the other way. See, we are the Maasai of God. See, when we go into a situation, I'm telling you people, this is what we see. That's the devil. I mean, yeah, feet, butt cheeks, and elbows is all we see of the devil. Yeah, as he, it says he will flee. So he comforts us. People, we're not making it through this pandemic. And remember, it's them surrounded by panic, pandemic. And we're not making it through this for us. It's for him. How can you do this? Why aren't you wearing a mask? Not give the people the privilege of seeing this. Yeah. I mean, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, more fearfully than wonderfully. Yeah. It says, we are comforted, we are preserved, so that when someone else is going through it, just like Payne, who was here, yeah, as I was leaving and going back in, and he was telling me, his arm was, we prayed because his arm was paralyzed, and I told him, I said, you know what? If he did it for me, the doctors told my parents, I would never use my right arm again. And I used to tell people, I'd say, before I was paralyzed, I could put my arm up like this. But now that since I've been paralyzed, I can only put it this far. Think about it, God. See, he brought me through that because he knew. I'm trying to think of how many years later, a lot of years later, I was going to have somebody with a paralyzed arm, and I can say, you know what? If he did it for me, he can do it for you, Payne. How do you know he can heal lungs? You think it was a coincidence that we had Aaron here who had asthma praying for Diane? That's not a coincidence. That's a divine appointment. He only brings us through things so that we can tell people, let me tell you about the God I serve. Let me tell you about this Jesus I know. It's the best decision I ever made, surrendering to God. Now, think about what this is saying. He says, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. He comforts us in our affliction so that we, not will, it's our choice. We can say, I'm going to apologize right now. We can say to those who have closed their churches, he got us through this. Yeah. Whether it's right or whether it's wrong, see, you all have a board meeting and decide. That's what took place in the boat that night. Yeah. They were all deciding whether it was a bona fide miracle that Peter was walking on water while Peter was out walking on the water. Yeah. And later Peter says, what we say now, you can discuss it because, see, great movements have never been created in board meetings. They've been created in prayer meetings. That's why we say prayer is so important. It's not by a board decision that we made that Diane's breathing better. It's by a decision that he made, for God so loved his little girl Diane that he gave his only begotten son, so that now Diane can go and say, let me tell you about my daddy. My daddy can do anything, see? But we moved on to father. See, when you're a daddy, my daddy's bigger, my daddy's better, my daddy can accomplish anything. My father, not too sure about. Yeah. Daddy, when you pray, say daddy. If you haven't been comforted by God, then don't give it. That's what it says here. It says, through the comfort we ourselves received from God. See, I know, you know, there's a song that goes, the only thing better than talking about heaven is when I walk those streets of gold and wear that long white robe. There ain't nothing better than being there. See, we've been through it, people. We've been through, you know, is it cancer? I don't know who I thought he was when he sat in a chair and he said, I want it gone. See, we should have leaned over and said, did you hear what the doctor said? I want it gone. What do you want? I want to feel better. I like the treatments to work. No, I want it gone. Think about what takes place. So it says, we received it, freely I receive, freely I give. Freely we receive, freely give. If you haven't, you know, we tell people at the storehouse a lot of times, if you're not getting what you want, be thankful you're not getting what you deserve. Mm-hmm. You know, let that play in your mind a while. And if you're getting what you don't deserve, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because the only reason we get what we don't deserve is because somebody gave and paid the highest price possible. His only begotten son. So that we can think, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So that we can be the kid on the swing, having holy boldness to stand up here and say, lungs be healed, asthma be gone, virus, look, I know you're bad. I know you're bad. I know you're serious. But let me tell you about my Jesus. And I know I may be sick, but let me tell you about a man named Lazarus. I'm not that bad off yet. Think about it. Think about it. You have a choice to make, because it doesn't say, so that we can be able to comfort, so that we can make a choice, so that you may be able. The other day I was leaving a store, and a woman said, have a good day. I said, don't tell me what kind of day to have. Other times I say, I'm sorry, I've made other plans. Yeah. It's a choice we make, people. It's a choice we make. This is the day the Lord has made. And I have a choice to make. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let's bow our heads. Father, as we think about this, the mercies of God, there is no sin that is so great that the blood of Jesus does not cover it. Father, there is nothing. I believe your word says no weapon formed against us. And when we think about all the weapons and the devil's arsenal, Father, I know he has a lot of weapons, but he doesn't have the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, Father, bring us to the place where we realize that there is nowhere we can go that you are not. David says, I go to the top of the mountain and you're there. I go to the center of the earth and you're there. There is no place we can go that your mercies don't cover us. Oh, Father, what a privilege to be alive at this time. Now, Father, as we make a choice, let us, like Joshua say, as for me and my house, we're going to tell of the great mercies of the Lord. I know people are losing their jobs. I know people are dying. But I also know that my God is stronger than any pandemic, any employment, and so therefore, I can say it's well with my soul, not because of me, but because of you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. What has he done? It is now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever.